Oprah were on, we'd beat TJ. Hey, man. Coming here to talk a little bit of Laker basketball. Off-season, that is. And we're going to have a lot of off-season talk because the off-season technically hasn't started. We're still in the playoffs. But real quick, though, shout-out to Ant Edwards. Them niggas is nice. No, them niggas is really doing it over there right now. Them niggas is giving Denver some issues. But I'm going to say this real quick about the Lakers coaching carousel. Search Rondo, J.J. Redick, Vogel, Ty Lue. And then we got some assistant head coaches out there. We fired the whole staff, by the way. There have been some coaches linked to my Lakers. Where do I stand with it? You know, I feel confident in Vogel. He got us to the promised land before. I also feel like he's one of the coaches that was used as a scapegoat. Mainly him. Why? After winning the championship, you go on a repeat. You bump into the Suns, a very, very tough opponent. We get a key injury on our roster, in which we were up at one point, looked promising, and we end up losing a pivotal piece. And that turned everything around. We ended up losing to Phoenix in the playoffs. That's not Vogel's fault. It's not. Darvin Ham, fast forward, gets us to the Western Conference Championship. We get swept. Following year, gets us to the playoffs. Play-ins, really. Then playoffs, we end up playing Denver in the first round. A lot of people said we should have avoided them. I said we take the head of phase no matter what. 4-1, gentlemen's sweep. Darvin Ham has to go, not because we feel like he can't coach. Darvin Ham has to go because we feel like he can't coach us. He can't coach Bron. That's not completely his fault, but it also is. I understand that Bron says he needs to earn my trust in order to, you know, for me to believe in whatever philosophy he got. And that's rightfully so, because Bron is deemed one of the most intelligent players of all time. Yeah. But he still needs coaching, though, at the end of the day. And there's not too many coaches out there that I could see worthy of handling this type of pressure. Because it's a unique pressure. You know what I'm saying? This is not a normal situation that you're in. And you're going to be under pressure because it's the Lakers. This is just an unusual situation, because we got a top three player of all time that could retire or even play another 5 years at any moment. But the expectations is championship or bust as a player only, as a franchise, championships. That's double the pressure. And is one, you get one great result out of, what, 5-6 years? When you look at the journey, I mean, getting to a championship in the Western Conference Finals in a year, out of the six, that's not as bad, but that's still not acceptable in Laker jersey. For some reason, I like J.J. Redick. I just feel like he should get into coaching. And I feel like he's going to be a great coach if he was to get into coaching. Same thing with Rondo. I trust Vogel, but my heart is saying Ty Lue. Who was, I think, is still under contract, by the way. I'm not sure. But if you ask me who I like all four. I think I would just prefer Ty Lue. If I had to pick a new coach, fresh off the block, it'd be hard for me to pick J.J. Redick over Rondo. But I just feel like J.J. is going to be it. And that's who I'm rolling with, too. But I would like Vogel back. Damn, it's dark in here again, dog. I'm going to get up out of here anyway. That's all I wanted to talk about is that a lot of people didn't get to see Darvin Ham coach, you know what I'm saying, depending on where they was at in the country. And that's fine. But let me give you a little short, you know, break it down for you. So it was a lot of hands in his pocket. If you go on the timeline, you would just see what we made fun of him about was him getting up in serious moments, not knowing when to call a timeout, not having a proper rotation, not looking at the lineup and saying, this is what we need to go with, not keeping a hot hand out there, not putting D'Lo out there when we needed him the most, not taking D'Lo out when we didn't need him. We look at all of this and it was not properly done. He fired back since then and said, you know, when you have a player of this caliber fucking up, what am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to coach? He lost the locker room, and maybe that's Bron's pressure, unfair, some petty pressure. I get it, but nigga, just go over there and try to do your, you knew what was coming with it. You knew that, and you still took that Laker job. But I guess he went with confidence. And I was for it. But it's not because, Sean, if you're listening, it's not because I don't believe in his coaching ability. No, it's not that. I got to give you a chance to do that. And guess what? He coached us as best as he could to the Western Conference Finals a year before. So obviously he got to be good for something. If it's not him, then Bron did a hell of a job. And that was the year Bron missed some games and AD missed some games because of injuries. Niggas got us to the Western Conference Finals. Got blanked, but nigga, we got back there. We was a series away from competing for number 18. That's what we need to talk about, Sean. That's what we need to talk about. I get a lot of criticism when it comes to my Lakers. I'm normal. I'm a normal man. I can only take so much criticism. But no. My Lakers get criticized a lot from other fan bases, right? And as expected, as you should, it's a free motherfucking country. Here's the thing. Answer this question as best as you could, man. And with a lot less disrespect. And I promise I'll be as respectful as I can, too. But when you fix your mouth to correct or share an opinion about my team, but historically, your team don't come close to our shortcomings. How am I supposed to receive that information? I understand. I'm going to listen to everybody's sports opinion. But when y'all niggas start talking X's and O's, and the fucking Clippers has not been to the motherfucking finals in 54 seasons. Not even a motherfucking appearance. This is nothing I need to hear from you. So share your opinion. Just do it with a little bit more respect because I don't respect y'all franchises like that, my nigga. I don't. New York is in a phenomenal situation right now. These niggas is up on the Pacers. They might be going back to a foreign place, man. They trying to get to the chip, bro. And I can respect that because them niggas is just hooping. His fan base is still up there with the Cowboys. Them niggas is crazy too. But at the same time, them niggas is, their squad is doing very good. Very good. But my nigga, when you part of, if you're a Utah Jazz fan, come on, man, bro. I'm not trying to hear nothing from y'all, bro. Y'all always had the answers for my squad, but I never had an answer for y'all squad. And obviously, them answers has been bad, whatever answers y'all been getting, because your squad has been shit if they've been listening to y'all. So, I mean, I just wanted to make sure I put that out there. Be nice when it comes to my team, bro. Be nice. Shout out to one of the best sports shows, man. I need to come back with the Lehman Brothers. Happy Hour. Happy Sports Hour. Happy whatever, man. I forgot, dog. But that was one of my favorite sports shows. And when I tell you, JT, Jonathan, you know what I'm saying? Jonathan and Chris, man. When I tell you, them niggas was just a phenomenal. And they're real brothers. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And then they had, you know, listener, a section, man. It was dope, dog. I wish they would come back. Y'all can still make a comeback. Chicago Bulls and San Antonio Spurs fan, man. And they used to always say, the Lakers need to do this. The Lakers need to develop their players. This is why. And I used to be like, Jonathan and Chris, y'all got some nerve, man. Chicago is dog shit. For a long time. And let's just say if they're doing the same thing my Lakers are doing, you might have a point. But if they're doing the total opposite and they've done everything that you said that my Lakers should do, and the Chicago Bulls still end up like dog shit, what am I supposed to do with that? Yo, Popovich has never been so stressful in his life. This nigga has an alien on this team and still only won 19 games. Now he's a rookie. He got to come into his own. We know what it is. But I shouldn't be hearing about nothing what the Lakers should do from Spurs either. And, you know, Spurs and Lakers fans, we got a love-hate relationship. Because we respect Duncan, the Admiral, for sure. That nigga's always good with us. Avery Johnson, the Twin Towers. Ginobili, Parker, Elliott, man, they had niggas over here, bro. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Kawhi, you know what I mean? So, respect it, but it's like, bro, you know me, I view the game different. You know, and I'm optimistic too, and not just for my own team. So I believe, man, I listen to everybody, but some of these teams that has built a championship team, they didn't all build them the same way. One day we're going to talk about how Denver got their championship roster. They rolled the dice a lot. Well, we'll talk about that soon. But at the end of the day, hey, we still got some playoffs going. We haven't picked a coach yet. Jeannie's on the clock, though. She is definitely on the clock. We need us a coach. We need those that's going to control the franchise and make these niggas play perimeter defense. You know, that's what we're looking for. So I think the best bet that we can get Vogel back, I like that one. I would definitely like Ty Lue as a coach. But if I had to pick some fresh blood, the one that I feel like is going to be the Pat Riley eventually, it's definitely going to be JJ. Definitely going to be JJ. Although I feel like Rondo needs his turn just as much. It's just, I don't know what it is about. I just think this nigga studied the game a lot during and after he played. That's just how I feel personally. So we'll see, man. Hopefully by the time we hear this, we're in talks with a great coach. I know it ain't a rush, you know what I'm saying? But I think we want to get one established before the offseason come along. So we can go into the offseason moves with a head coach already. That'd be a smart thing to do. Open Room with BTG. Hey, Jerm, you got to holler at me, man. We got to come up with a football episode, man. and we're going to have to rock. We're going to have to figure out something. All right. 12 Cal, hit me up, man.